Progress Test, Unit 3. My guest today is Barbara Handelman, who has written a book about friendships that changed lives. Barbara, in your introduction, you say that something as simple as sharing a taxi can be life-changing. Tell us more.
Yes, that example refers to Naomi Watts. When she was a teenager in Australia, she did modelling in her free time. One day, she went along to an audition for a swimwear advert, and while she was waiting, she got talking to some of the girls there. She shared a taxi home with one girl later because they happened to live in the same area and they struck up a friendship.
And that girl's name?
Nicole Kidman. Nicole and Naomi became inseparable as teenagers, and as adults, they always stayed in touch. While Nicole Kidman's acting career was taking off, Naomi was working for a magazine and taking acting lessons. Then she was invited to the premiere of Nicole's film Dead Calm and introduced to the director. Amazingly, he offered her a part in his next film, Flirting. She was one of the lead actors in the film, as was Kidman. After that, of course, Naomi Watts went on to be one of Hollywood's highest paid actresses.
And are they still great friends?
Yes, they'll probably be lifelong friends, like Manet and Boudin, a friendship which changed art history.
How?
When Claude Manet was a young man in Le Havre, France, he used to draw caricatures of people and sell them in the window of a local hardware shop. The shop owner, a man called Gravier, suggested he meet a friend called Eugène Boudin. Manet was 18 and Boudin was a lot older at 34. But, like Manet, Boudin was a rebel and they soon bonded.
Did the older artist teach Manet a lot?
Yes. Most importantly, he insisted on taking Manet outside to paint. This was very unusual at the time when most people painted inside. But here was Boudin setting up his easel in the middle of a field. Manet was baffled at first. It was a good deal more difficult to paint outside in wind, sun and rain. But Manet suddenly understood what Boudin wanted to do. He wanted to paint quickly and capture the moment, the weather and the changing light. You can't do that in a studio.
And that's what Manet became famous for doing.
Yes, and he changed the history of art. 30 years later, when Manet was a celebrated artist, he wrote to Boudin, "I've never forgotten that you were the first person to make me see and understand."
Great. And one final story for our listeners?
Of course. Before John Lennon was in the Beatles, practically the most famous band of all time, he and some friends had another band called The Quarrymen. In July 1957, they played at a local event in Walton, Liverpool. They were having a break between performances when a boy called Paul McCartney got talking to them. Then Paul took one of their guitars and began to play rock and roll. Brilliantly. They were stunned and soon asked Paul to join the band. Paul and John started seeing a lot of each other. They'd listen to American rock and roll together and teach themselves to play it. Paul introduced John to his friend George Harrison.
Another Beatle.
Yes. Over time, people fell out, drifted apart, or didn't see eye to eye about music. So band members changed. In the end, it was Paul, John, George, and a drummer called Ringo Starr, who first played with the band in Hamburg.
Hamburg, Germany?
Yes. They'd found work in clubs there. Really bad clubs. They were playing for 6 hours a day. And if the audience didn't like a song, people threw bottles.
So they had to learn fast.
You bet. And the more they played, the better they became. After they went back to Liverpool in December 1960, people were gobsmacked. They'd become by far the best and most original band in town. By 1962, they had a record contract. 2 years later, they were world famous and playing to screaming fans as far away as New York and Melbourne. But it all started that Saturday afternoon when Paul ran into John by chance.